Introduction to Scripture Mastery. Seminaries and Institutes of Religion has selected 25 Scripture Mastery passages for each of the four seminary courses. These passages provide an important scriptural foundation for understanding and sharing the gospel and for strengthening faith. The Scripture Mastery passages for the Book of Mormon are as follows. Please refer to the list on page 565 of the manual. Seminary students are encouraged to develop a mastery of these passages. You will be better able to help your students if you master these passages as well. Mastery of Scripture passages includes the following: locating the verses by knowing the associated Scripture references, understanding the context and content of the Scripture passages, applying the gospel principle and doctrines taught in the Scripture passages, memorizing the passages, consistency, expectations, and methods. As you plan to help students master Scripture passages, you will be more successful if you refer to Scripture mastery passages with consistency, maintain appropriate expectations, and use methods that appeal to different learning styles. Consistency and repetition in teaching Scripture mastery will help students place truths in their long-term memories for future use. It may be helpful to outline the course of study for the year and create a plan to consistently provide opportunities in the classroom for students to master Scripture passages. Be wise in determining how often and how much time to spend helping students learn the Scripture mastery passages. Ensure that Scripture mastery activities do not overshadow daily sequential study of the Scriptures. You could decide to spend a few minutes each day reviewing Scripture mastery passages with your students. Or you might decide to provide a short mastery activity once or twice each week for 10 to 15 minutes. No matter how you plan to help students learn Scripture mastery passages, be consistent and appropriate in your efforts. Base your expectations for Scripture mastery on each student's abilities. Mastering Scripture passages takes effort on the part of the learner. Communicate to students that their success with Scripture mastery depends largely on their attitudes and willingness to work. Encourage them to set goals that push their abilities to higher levels. Be sensitive to students who may have difficulty memorizing, and be willing to adapt your expectations and teaching methods according to the needs of your students. To appeal to a wider range of personality and learning styles, vary the methods you use to help students master Scripture passages. As in all gospel teaching and learning, be wise in your choice of activities so that the Holy Ghost can support students' scriptural and doctrinal mastery. You will find a number of appropriate Scripture mastery teaching methods in the lessons in this manual. For additional Scripture mastery methods, see the Scripture mastery activities listed below. Scripture mastery in the curriculum. Scripture mastery is written into the curriculum in a number of ways. A Scripture mastery icon, which appears like a little open book, identifies the treatment of Scripture mastery passages in the lesson material. Scripture mastery passages are introduced and discussed in the context of the chapter where they are located. Additional teaching ideas for Scripture mastery passages appear at the end of the lessons in which they are located. These additional teaching ideas help balance the four elements of Scripture mastery: locating, understanding, applying, and memorizing, with regard to each passage. For example, if the lesson helps students to understand and apply the Scripture mastery passage, then the additional teaching idea will help them with locating or memorizing the passage. The curriculum also regularly provides Scripture mastery review activities that can be used as time allows or in harmony with the Scripture mastery goals of your class. These reviews can be supplemented with Scripture mastery activities listed below. You might use extra time at the beginning or end of a shorter lesson to do one of these review activities. Suggested approaches for Scripture mastery. To aid students in locating skills, you could plan to introduce the 25 mastery passages near the beginning of the course and then work on deepening mastery throughout the course. Or you could introduce a few passages each month and focus on mastering those passages during that month. Such introductions could include suggesting that students mark Scripture mastery passages in their individual copies of the Scriptures, helping students think of ways to remember key words and references, and explaining doctrines and principles contained in each passage. You could also involve students in introducing Scripture mastery passages by assigning them to use passages in their devotionals, or by inviting them to teach each other how to remember and locate the passages. Provide accountability for remembering Scripture mastery passages with periodic quizzes and locating activities. A list of the 24 mastery passages for this course of study can be found on the student bookmarks and Scripture Mastery cards. To assist students in their understanding of Scripture Mastery passages, emphasize these passages as they come up in your daily lessons. You might also use the Scripture Mastery activities below to increase students' knowledge of and ability to explain the truths contained in the passages. Give students opportunities in devotionals or during class to explain how the truths in the Scripture Mastery passages help them better understand the basic doctrine. To support students in their application of truths found in Scripture Mastery passages, encourage them to follow the promptings of the Holy Ghost to understand how the truths of the passages apply in their lives. To help students act on the truths they learn, you could occasionally post on a bulletin board in class a challenge related to a Scripture Mastery passage. Or you could give students opportunities in class to practice teaching doctrines and principles of the gospel using the Scripture Mastery passages. See the Scripture Mastery activities below for ideas. You might also invite students to apply the principles they learn in the lessons where Scripture Mastery passages appear. Provide students with opportunities in devotionals or at other times to report their experiences. This will help them increase their witness of the truths they have learned from the Scripture Mastery passages. To help students memorize the 25 Scripture Mastery passages, you could plan to commit to memory 2 or 3 passages each month in class. You could also challenge students to memorize certain passages at home. They could do this with their families or recite passages to a parent or family member. You could make memorization a part of daily devotionals by asking the class to recite a passage or by providing time for students to memorize in pairs. Giving students opportunities to recite Scripture Mastery passages in pairs or small groups or in front of the class can help them to be accountable for their efforts. The Scripture Mastery activities below include a variety of memorization methods. Take care to tailor memorization expectations to each student's abilities and circumstances. Students should not be made to feel embarrassed or overwhelmed if they are unable to memorize. Scripture Mastery activities. Introduction. This section provides some ideas you can use to assist students in mastering key Scripture passages. As you assist and encourage students to develop these skills, you are helping them to become self-reliant in their study of the Scriptures. Students can use these mastery skills throughout their lives to better locate, understand, apply, and memorize passages in the Scriptures. Teaching ideas for each element of Scripture mastery are listed below. Using a variety of these types of activities can help students to more successfully master Scripture passages. Activities that help students locate Scripture Mastery passages. Marking passages. Marking Scripture Mastery passages can help students remember these passages and locate them more quickly. Consider encouraging students to mark these key passages in their Scriptures in a way that sets them apart from other passages they mark. Knowing the books. Memorizing the names and order of the books in the Book of Mormon can help students locate Scripture Mastery passages more quickly. The following are examples of activities that can help students become familiar with the books of the Book of Mormon. Find the Table of Contents. Help students find the Table of Contents in the Book of Mormon, which is titled Names and Order of Books in the Book of Mormon. Sing a song. Teach students the song, The Books in the Book of Mormon. Have them sing it periodically throughout the year to help them remember the names and order of the books in the Book of Mormon. Use first letters. Write the first letters of the books in the Book of Mormon on the board. For example, 1N, 2N, J, E, and so on. Have students practice saying the names of the books that correspond with each letter. Repeat this activity until they can recite the names of the books from memory. Book chase. Call out one of the books in which a Scripture Mastery passage is located and have students open their Scriptures to any page in that book. Time how long it takes the entire class to find each of the books. This activity could be repeated to allow students to become more proficient at remembering and finding the books in the Book of Mormon. Remembering references and content. As students learn the location and content of Scripture Mastery passages, the Holy Ghost can help them recall Scripture references as needed. Keywords or phrases such as, I will go and do, and free to choose, can help students remember the content and doctrinal teaching of each passage. The following methods can help students associate Scripture Mastery references with their content or keywords. You may want to save activities that involve competition, racing, or being timed for later in the year, after students have demonstrated that they know where the Scripture Mastery passages are located. Such activities will help them reinforce what they have learned. References and keywords. Encourage students to memorize the references and keywords of each Scripture Mastery passage listed on the Scripture Mastery cards. Scripture Mastery cards can be ordered online at store.lds.org. You could also have students create their own sets of Scripture Mastery cards. Give students time to study the cards with a partner and then quiz each other. Encourage students to be creative in the ways they study together and quiz each other. As they become more proficient with the Scripture Mastery passages, you might invite them to use clues that involve context or application of doctrines and principles from the passages. The person being quizzed could respond verbally or in writing. Scripture Mastery cards. This activity could be used to introduce or review a set of Scripture Mastery passages. Select a number of Scripture Mastery cards and prepare to distribute them among your students. Be sure to have multiple copies of each card so more than one student receives the same Scripture Mastery passage. You may want to have enough cards for each student to have two or three different passages. Pass them out to the class. Allow students time to study the Scripture Mastery passage, the reference, the keywords, the context statement, the doctrine or principle, and the application ideas on each card. Call out some clues from the cards. For example, words from the Scripture Mastery passage, or the keywords, context, doctrine, or principle, or application. Students who have the associated card should stand and say the Scripture Mastery reference aloud. Scripture Chase. Use clues to help students practice quickly locating passages in their scriptures. For clues, you could use keywords, context, statements, doctrines and principles, and application ideas from the Scripture Mastery cards. You could also make up your own clues. Scripture Chase activities in which students race to locate passages can help them actively engage in learning Scripture Mastery passages. When using Scripture Chase activities to help with Scripture Mastery, do it in a way that does not cause hurt feelings or offend the spirit. Help students avoid treating their scriptures irreverently or being overly competitive. Also consider having students compete against a standard rather than each other. For example, students could race against the teacher or could have them race to see if a certain percentage of the class can find a particular passage in a specified amount of time. Story Chase. Give clues by making up scenarios that demonstrate the relevance of Scripture Mastery passages to everyday life. For example, as a clue for 1 Nephi 3:7, you could say, John knows that the Lord commands all worthy young men to serve missions, but he worries that his shyness will prevent him from serving efficiently. Then he remembers how Nephi responded to the difficult task of retrieving the brass plates. John takes courage that the Lord will provide a way for him to become an able missionary. As students listen to the scenarios, have them locate relevant Scripture Mastery passages in their scriptures. Quizzes and tests. Provide students with opportunities to test their memory of Scripture Mastery passages. Clues could include keywords or scripture references, quotations from passages, or scenarios that illustrate the truths taught in passages. Quizzes and tests could be given verbally, on the board, or on paper. After students have taken a quiz or test, consider pairing high-scoring students with students who have lower scores. The higher-scoring students could act as a teacher to help the student with the lower score study and improve. As part of this effort, the pair could also set a goal to achieve a higher combined score on the next test. Consider creating a chart or bulletin board to display students' goals and recognize their progress. Activities that help students understand Scripture Mastery passages. Defining words and phrases. Defining words and phrases in Scripture Mastery passages, or helping students to define them, will help students understand the meaning of the entire passage. When such definitions are critical to understanding the doctrines and principles in a passage, you may want to encourage students to write these definitions in their scriptures. Review meanings of words and phrases as you review Scripture Mastery passages. Identifying context. Identifying the context of a scripture passage can help students better understand the meaning of the passage. Context includes information concerning who is speaking to whom and why, the setting of the passage, historical, cultural, or geographical, and the question or situation from which the content of the scripture passage arose. For example, the context of 1 Nephi 3:7 includes the fact that Nephi had been asked by his father Lehi, who was a prophet, to return to Jerusalem to secure the brass plates. Knowing this information can help students understand more clearly why Nephi says, "I will go and do the things which the Lord hath commanded." As you teach lessons that include scripture mastery passages, emphasize the context surrounding those passages. Additional activities like the one below can help students understand these key passages. Identify context. Write the following headings across the top of the board: speaker, audience, purpose, other helpful insights. Divide students into groups and assign each group a scripture mastery passage. Invite them to discover the context of their assigned passages by identifying information that corresponds to the headings on the board. Have them write their findings on the board. Then ask each group to explain the context of their assigned passages and how this information affects their understanding of the truths in each passage. To add other dimension to this activity, you might want to challenge the class to guess the scripture mastery references based on the descriptions on the board before each group explains what they have written. Analyzing. Analyzing involves identifying doctrines and principles found in scripture passages. It also includes helping students understand how these truths are relevant to them. This can lead to deeper application of doctrines and principles in their lives. The following activity can help students analyze scripture mastery passages. Write clues. As students become more familiar with scripture mastery passages, invite them to create questions, scenarios, or other clues that illustrate the doctrines and principles taught in the passages. These could be used to quiz the class. Explaining. Having students explain scripture passages deepens their understanding and improves their ability to teach doctrines and principles from the scriptures. The following are two methods that can help students learn to explain scripture mastery passages. Keywords and phrases. Invite students to read the same scripture mastery passage on their own and identify a word or phrase they think is especially important to the meaning of the passage. Then invite a student to read the passage to the class and give emphasis to the word or phrase he or she has chosen. Ask the student to explain why that word or phrase is important to understanding the passage. Invite a few other students to do the same. Students may choose different words or phrases for the same passage. As class members hear these different points of view, they can gain deeper understanding of the passage. Prepare a devotional. Give students opportunities to use scripture mastery passages as they prepare and present devotionals at the beginning of class. Help them prepare to summarize context, explain doctrines and principles, share meaningful experiences or examples, and testify of the doctrines and principles in the passages. You might also suggest that students consider using an object lesson to explain the ideas in the passages. Feeling the importance of doctrines and principles. Help students understand and gain a spiritual witness of the doctrines and principles taught in scripture mastery passages. Elder Robert D. Hales explained, quote, "A true teacher, once he has taught the facts of the gospel, takes the students a step further to gain a spiritual witness and the understanding in their hearts that brings about the action and the doing." End quote. When students feel the truth, importance, and urgency of a doctrine or principle through the influence of the Holy Spirit, their desire to apply that truth in their lives grows. Teachers can help students invite and nurture these feelings of the Holy Spirit by giving them opportunities to share experiences they have had with living the gospel principles found in scripture mastery passages. This will help students better understand the truths taught in the scripture mastery passages and ensure that these truths will be written in the students' hearts. The following activity can help students feel the importance of the doctrines and principles taught by scripture mastery passages. Listening for scripture passages. Invite students to listen for scripture mastery passages in talks and lessons at church, in general conference addresses, and in discussions with family and friends. Periodically invite students to report on which passages they have heard, how the passages were used, what truths were taught, and what experiences they or others have had with the truths that were taught. Look for opportunities to testify and invite students to testify of the truths taught by scripture mastery passages. Activities that help students apply scripture mastery passages. Teaching. The Scripture Mastery passages and the basic doctrines were developed together and intentionally aligned for the benefit of students. Scripture Mastery passages are shown throughout the Basic Doctrines document. When students learn and express the doctrines and principles contained in Scripture Mastery passages, they will also be learning and expressing the basic doctrines. As students learn to express the basic doctrines in their own words, they may rely on memorized Scripture Mastery passages to help them. Giving students opportunities to teach doctrines and principles of the gospel using Scripture Mastery passages can increase their confidence in themselves and in their knowledge of the Scriptures. When students teach and testify of the doctrines and principles found in Scripture Mastery passages, they can also strengthen their testimonies. Encourage students to use the Scripture Mastery passages to teach and explain the gospel in class and in conversations with friends, family, and others. Present a message. Assign students to prepare 3 to 5 minute talks or lessons based on Scripture Mastery passages. Have them prepare in class or at home. In addition to the Scripture Mastery passages, they could use other resources to help them prepare, such as Scripture Mastery cards, the topical guide, the guide to the Scriptures, or True to the Faith, the gospel reference. Each talk or lesson should include an introduction, a Scripture Mastery passage, a story about or an example of the principle being taught, and the student's testimony. Students could volunteer to present their messages in class, in a family home evening, or to their quorums or classes as part of their duty to God or personal progress efforts. If students present their talks or lessons outside of class, consider inviting them to report on their experiences. Missionary role play. Prepare a number of cards with questions an investigator might ask that can be answered with the help of Scripture Mastery passages. For example, what do members of your church believe about Jesus Christ? Invite pairs of students to come to the front of the class to answer a question chosen from the cards. To help students understand how missionaries might answer similar questions, you could suggest a few effective teaching methods, such as, 1, stating the context of the scripture passage, 2, explaining a doctrine or principle, 3, asking questions to find out if those they teach understand or believe what has been taught, 4, sharing experiences and testimony, and 5, inviting those they teach to act on the truth that was taught. Ask the class to give feedback on what they liked about how each companionship answered the question. Testify. Invite students to look through the Scripture Mastery passages and choose one that contains a doctrine or principle of which they can testify. Invite them to testify of the truth they have selected and share experiences that led them to be able to testify of it. As students share their testimonies, the Holy Ghost will confirm the truth of the doctrines or principles of which they are testifying. Their testimonies may also inspire others to act in faith. Note: opportunities for students to share their testimony should be voluntary. Students should never be forced to share their testimonies or be made to feel that they must profess knowledge they don't feel they have. In addition, some students are reluctant to share their testimonies because they mistakenly think that they need to open with, "I want to bear my testimony," or that their expression of testimony must be accompanied by a display of emotion. Help students understand that when they testify, they can simply share doctrines or principles they know to be true. Sharing testimony can be as simple as saying, "I believe this to be true," or "I know this is true," or "I believe this with all my heart." Living. Suggesting ways that students may apply the doctrines and principles contained in Scripture passages, or inviting students to think of ways, gives them the opportunity to learn by exercising faith. Elder David A. Bednar of the Quorum of the 12 Apostles said, quote, "A learner exercising agency by acting in accordance with correct principles opens his or her heart to the Holy Ghost and invites his teaching, testifying power, and confirming witness. Learning by faith requires spiritual, mental, and physical exertion, and not just passive reception. It is in the sincerity and consistency of our faith-inspired action that we indicate to our Heavenly Father and His Son, Jesus Christ, our willingness to learn and receive instruction from the Holy Ghost." End quote. Give students opportunities to share and testify of the experiences they have had with applying doctrines and principles. The following is one way to encourage students to apply Scripture Mastery passages in their lives. Set goals. Based on the application section of the Scripture Mastery cards, invite students to set specific goals to better live the principle found in the Scripture Mastery passages. Have them write their goals on a piece of paper to carry them with them as a reminder. When appropriate, invite students to report on their successes. Activities that help students memorize Scripture Mastery passages. Memorizing. Memorization of Scripture passages can deepen understanding and enhance a student's ability to teach the gospel. When students memorize Scriptures, the Holy Ghost can bring phrases and ideas back to their memory in times of need. Remember to adapt the memorization activities to the abilities of your students. Elder Richard G. Scott of the Quorum of the Twelve Apostles encouraged the memorization of Scriptures when he said, quote, "Great power can come from memorizing Scriptures. To memorize a Scripture is to forge a new friendship. It is like discovering a new individual who can help in time of need, give inspiration and comfort, and be a source of motivation for needed change." End quote. Each of the following activities could be repeated several days in a row at the beginning or end of class to help students achieve long-term memorization. One-word race. Challenge the class to say a Scripture Mastery passage one word per student at a time. For example, when helping students memorize Alma 39:9, the first student would say the word now, the second student would say my, the third student would say son, and so forth until the entire verse is completed. Time the class and give them multiple tries to achieve a target time. As you repeat this activity, consider shifting the order of students so they have to say different words. First letters. Write on the board the first letters of each word in a Scripture Mastery passage. Point to the letters as the class repeats the passage with you, using their scriptures as needed. Repeat this activity until students feel confident in their ability to recite a passage, with only the help of the first letters. You may want to erase a few of the letters each time students recite the passage. This will gradually increase the challenge until students can repeat the passage without using the first letters. Word strip puzzles. Write or have students write the words of a Scripture Mastery passage on a lined piece of paper. Cut the paper in strips, leaving lines of the scripture intact. Cut some of the strips shorter to include just a few words of the passage on each. Mix up the paper strips and give them to pairs or small groups of students. Challenge students to arrange the paper strips in order, using their scriptures as a guide. Have them practice until they no longer need to use their scriptures. After they have finished, ask them to recite the passage aloud. You could also time students to see which group can put the strips in correct order the fastest. Or you could time the entire class to see how long it takes for all of the groups to complete the puzzle. As the first groups finish, let them assist the slower groups.